Unlocking Public Value, a new model for achieving high performance in public service organizations. Authors, Martin Cole and Greg Parston. The Public Sector Squeeze. As public managers around the world seek ways to do more with less, the need is growing for a practical approach to define, measure, and drive high performance in the public sector. Although public managers' budgets remain tight, taxpayers demand more and better service from public service organizations. Focusing on outcomes to measure performance. The importance of focusing on outcomes has been recognized by public service organizations around the world as they attempt to bolster their ability to measure, manage, and improve performance. Over the past two decades, we have observed a growing trend in many countries to pass legislation and put forth national mandates for government organizations to use performance management, and in some cases, to focus more on outcomes. Public service value. Public service value is about more than simply attaining outcomes, and it is about more than just reducing cost. It is about doing both in a balanced fashion and understanding the strategic trade-offs available along the way. It measures how well an organization, or series of organizations, achieves outcomes and cost effectiveness year after year. Building a public service value outcome model. Developing a public service value outcome model for a public service organization is a multi-step process that starts with defining the building blocks, moving to identifying, filtering, and weighing outcomes, and then identifying, filtering, and weighing metrics. The four building blocks. 1. Mission. Mission statement explains why the organization exists and what would be lost to society if the organization suddenly disappeared. 2. Core functions or capabilities. They are found either in the statutory purpose of a government agency or the bylines of a nonprofit organization. 3. Stakeholders. Primacy is given to the taxpayers and beneficiaries of public services. The public service value methodology assumes the aggregate view of the citizen, but recognizes there is no archetypical citizen. 4. Stakeholders' expectations. They can be researched for different segments, through interviews with public managers, and more directly through polls, focus groups, or other methods of sounding out citizens that are directly and indirectly served by an organization. Identifying and filtering outcomes. What are the end results that this organization aims to deliver to key stakeholders? Our approach is to work with policy experts to help develop general outcome models for specific government functions, such as Medicaid, or police, or revenue. Then, for a specific organization, we ask managers to tailor, or even substantively, alter the outcome models to reflect their own strategic priorities. Weighting outcomes. We ask public managers to assign weights on a scale of 100% to each of the public service value outcomes to reflect their current strategic priorities. These priorities, in turn, are fundamentally driven by taxpayers' views and politics, and they will vary over time according to changing legislative priorities. Filtering metrics. One source for identifying metrics is the list of traditional performance metrics and key performance indicators that an organization is already using to track performance. The metrics must pass the following metrics filters. 1. Intentions filter. Outcome focused. Are the metrics measuring the end goal of the program or organization? Customer focused. Do the metrics track and measure what customers and other stakeholders value? Drives intended behavior. Do the metrics drive the intended behavior? Actionable. Does the metric give executives meaningful information to use to make decisions in order to improve outcomes? 2. Feasibility filter. Measurable. Are the metrics quantifiable, reliable, and well-defined? Practical and affordable. Do the data currently exist? Is the cost of measurement, time and expenses, justified by the benefit of the measurement? Measuring and analyzing public service value. We start with examining how to get access to the data needed to conduct a public service value analysis, and then turn to an in-depth look at how to calculate a public service value score and report the results of an analysis. This includes calculating outcome and cost effectiveness scores, and then bringing together all the performance data into a public service value matrix. The public service value analysis provides a baseline for evaluating performance by graphically depicting changes in performance. Data collection. Metrics mania. Cumbersome data collection, integration, and public analysis processes may result in redundant metrics being tracked with no added value. Public sector entities that have invested in more sophisticated IT or business intelligence systems are more likely to have relatively easy access to program data. Running a public service value analysis. The next several steps in a public service value analysis involve calculating the outcome and cost-effectiveness scores. These scores are essentially composites of all the data used in the analysis. To calculate outcome and cost-effectiveness scores, basic statistical techniques are used to aggregate the performance data according to the assigned weights on the outcomes and metrics. Adjusting data, standardization, and normalization. To calculate outcome and cost-effectiveness scores, however, raw data usually need to be adjusted. To do that, we employ two basic statistical techniques: standardization, comparing data across multiple layers, for example, adjusting financial figures for inflation, and normalization, combining metrics with different base units and converting raw data into a ratio that can then be combined with other data. Determining cost-effectiveness. By looking at cost-effectiveness as a ratio of outcomes produced to resources employed, the public service value model changes the focus from merely evaluating costs to evaluating cost via the outcomes produced. Cost-effectiveness, which is essentially a return on investment calculation, provides a real assessment of costs employed in delivering tangible benefits to taxpayers. How to calculate cost-effectiveness. In the public service value methodology, we calculate cost-effectiveness by dividing normalized outcomes over the adjusted costs per user. It looks something like this. Adjusted cost per user equals the total costs multiplied by operating expenditures plus capital charge, which is adjusted for inflation, divided by the target population. The public service value matrix. The public service value performance matrix plots relative rather than absolute scores. It creates a baseline for comparing the performance of public service organization by examining relative change over time. It does not indicate whether an organization on its own is performing well or poorly in absolute terms. Other kinds of traditional performance measures and comparisons of one organization's performance against other peer organizations are required for such absolute comparisons. Instead, the performance matrix demonstrates if an organization is performing better or worse than it did the year before. Interpreting public service value results, the value compass. A combination of north-south, east-west moves will identify whether the organization being analyzed is creating or destroying public value. For example, if an organization increases both outcomes and cost effectiveness, it will move into the northeasterly direction, clearly creating value. As long as an organization continues moving north, increasing outcomes, and does not move west, decreasing cost effectiveness, it is also creating public value. Likewise, if an organization moves due east, increasing cost effectiveness, with no change in outcomes, it is still also creating value. Identifying value drivers. Value drivers tend to be specific to a certain policy arena, such as education, healthcare, or defense. Identifying value drivers allows an organization to focus scarce resources on the few precise actions that have the greatest likelihood of influencing performance results. The public service value methodology can be used to focus public managers' attention on those policies or choices that will have the greatest impact on the organization's ability to achieve its intended outcomes, such as providing insurance coverage or medical rehabilitation. The work plan of the public service value model. The work plan of the public service value model has four stages. 1. Define outcomes and metrics. 2. Calculate outcome and cost effectiveness scores. 3. Perform the public service value performance matrix. 4. Analyze the public service value performance results. The public service value model has a number of benefits, in which the measured focus on the outcomes can help public managers better understand the connections between organizational purpose and action and make better informed decisions. The methodology provides a sharper focus on the citizen stakeholder and monitors how efficiently taxpayer money is spent. In addition, the public service value approach shifts the debate away from target setting toward understanding of how public managers can improve performance and create more value for the public while allocating scarce taxpayer money.